Something's going on with our sun. The sun's poles are changing their polarity. Is that ominous? Is this the stuff of some Hollywood blockbuster where the world needs saving? Well, let's find out as we check in now with MLive meteorologist Mark Torregrossa. Hi, Mark.
Hey, hello. How are you doing today?
Good. So do we head for the hills and wait for Robert Downey Jr. to put on his Iron Man suit and come rescue us?
I was thinking Tom Cruise and Will Smith would be good on this one, in this kind of movie. No. Actually, what's happening is the sun's poles, north and south pole, have magnetic fields, and those are flip-flopping. Now, there have been movies and there have been thoughts that if this would happen on Earth, it would cause a lot of chaos. On the sun, it actually happens about every 11 years or so.
Why? Why does the sun decide, I'm tired of having the north pole positive and the south pole negative? Let's change it up. What's behind that?
Well, what's bizarre is we look out at the sun and we think it could be a ball like the Earth.
Yeah.
But actually, the sun is a fiery ball. You would have to go two-thirds of the way into the sun to have anything that's as dense as water.
Huh.
So it's really just a big fiery ball. And so it's a lot more liquid and a lot more changeable than here on Earth.
What does this mean, if anything?
Well, it actually means for astronauts, they're a little safer because when the polarity changes, the sun's magnetic field, rather than being a kind of a thin film of circle around it, gets real wavy and it blocks cosmic rays. It actually blocks cosmic rays from the Earth. So we're actually a little bit safer. The other thing, the big thing for me, what it signals is when the sun flip-flops the poles, it means we're in the center of a sunspot cycle, and we're about ready to go into the minimum part of a sunspot cycle. Now, sunspots, it would be like a teenager having acne. And the sunspots erupt on the surface of the sun, and they go in cycles, these 11-year cycles. So you have a lot of eruptions, and it'll reach a maximum, and then it'll go to a minimum. When the poles flip, that means we're going to a minimum. And does that affect our weather? No, it doesn't. I've looked at a lot of research that says the sunspots really do not reflect our weather. And where this comes back to me is the most important thing is those that don't believe in global warming or believe that it's made by something other than man, a lot of them will say it's caused by sunspot maximum. And it is not, because if you look at the sunspot maximum, like in this recent cycle, it was a real low number of maximum, a low number of sunspots. But we've been the hottest we've been in a long time. So if the sunspots related to the temperature or were correlated to the temperature, we should not have been as hot, according to the sunspots.
And then, so I think what I hear you saying is those of us who enjoy cooler weather should not get excited because don't think we're in for cooler weather as we go into a sunspot minimum.
Exactly. That's the other thing is people will say, well, as we go into that minimum, then it should get colder. And it doesn't seem like there's any real correlation. I'll say that, and then we'll have a real bad winter and everybody will think it's the lack of sunspots.
Okay. Meteorologist Mark Torregrossa. Thanks so much, Mark.
Okay.
Thank you.